Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. During the week, I attended a very interesting seminar on a subject I'm sure many of us now use on a regular, or perhaps for some, very regular basis. The subject in question was social media. Yes, the relatively new communication format that has taken the world by storm. No longer are social gatherings the stuff of barbecues or friends. No, we can simply sit on a computer and chat with our Facebook friends all day and update everyone on what we ate for dinner last night. But seriously, this new communication frontier is not going away. It is here to stay and provides wonderful opportunities for businesses who are looking to increase customer service, loyalty, and interaction. So how does this relate to investing, I hear you ask? Well, as human beings, we are constantly evolving and changing the way we do just about everything. And this is, in essence, what makes us human. For instance, over the last 100 years alone, we have witnessed the advent of space travel, the start of the internet, and the switching of music from CDs and tapes to digital media. All this could have only ever happened by being in front of the pack, standing on the edge, as it were, and importantly, embracing this evolutionary process and how we can benefit from it rather than being stuck in the dark ages. I'm constantly looking at ways to keep up to date with new trends and how I can benefit from them. Some may call this an entrepreneurial spirit. However, I tend to think of it as just keeping up with the times. And this got me to thinking, is your investing stuck in the dark ages? Are you keeping up with the times or simply relying on the same old mantras of investing past? Just as the share market is a living, breathing organism, evolving and changing day by day, it stands to reason that your investing methods should do the same, or you risk losing out. The financial destruction caused by the GFC was harrowing to many, as the wealth accumulated over many years was reduced significantly, or for some, wiped out completely. However harsh this event, it does hold a very, very important lesson for all, and that is the age of buy and hold type investing is dead. Now more than ever, it is so important that we as investors evolve with the times and free ourselves from the shackles of investing using old hat methods. I do not stand alone on this view. Many investors are expressing their dissatisfaction with traditional investments and showing financial advisors the door by switching to self-managed super funds. The substantial increase in mum and dad switching to self-managed super funds since the GFC proves that people are wising up to the fact that most financial advisors have little, if any, understanding of investing over and above recommending commission-backed products. Self-managed super funds represent the fastest growing retirement savings sector in the financial industry and now hold around one third of Australia's $1.4 trillion wealth. Just 10 years ago, it was 10%. The age of taking control of your wealth is here. However, one must have the appropriate knowledge to ensure they have such a vehicle working hard for them. However, some still persist in stating that investing for the long term or time in the market is the most crucial for financial success. But is this really true? As it stands, the 5-year total return from the share market is zero. The 20-year total return is now below 10%. The 10-year return is just 6.6%. The fees collected by financial firms, which of course continue even though the balances have gone backwards, now represent a much larger percentage of the long-term return. If that wasn't enough, there is a clear risk that the bear market will continue for some time yet, with both Europe and the United States mired in debt. Given this, it is likely the growth in self-managed super funds will continue to accelerate as investors become further disillusioned by the industry. So how can you ensure your investing is keeping up with the times? Investing in yourself and gaining an understanding of the market and how to profit from it in a safe manner are the first steps in your investing evolutionary transition. When trading or investing, we have control over two things: when we buy and when we sell. Given this, would you agree that it is prudent to learn how to do this to the best of your ability? Buy and hold, in my view, is more akin to hoping and praying, hoping that the stocks you buy go up and praying like crazy they don't fall in value. Knowing when to buy and when to sell takes the emotion out of your investing, as you condition yourself to follow a strategic set of rules that enable you to maximize profits while at the same time minimizing losses. By using some of the simple tools we teach in our Diploma of Share Trading Investing, and perhaps in Dale Gillam's book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, most investors would have been out of the market prior to the GFC crunch and ready and waiting on the sidelines prior to the rise we have most recently seen from the 2009 low. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.